Unit 6. Finance and Payment.
融资与支付。
Financing your business.
企业融资。
2. Listen to a passage about the ways of financing new projects and fill in the blanks.
If you have a small business and want to start new projects, then you will probably require additional funds. You'll need some reliable, traditional ways to raise financing for your new projects.You can raise funds by taking out a loan from a bank. You ought to approach different banks and not just your own. If you cannot get funds from a bank, then you could try sourcing funds from venture capitalists. Venture capitalists are people or companies who provide funds for new projects or to startup companies in which they see potential and that have the potential to pay handsome returns.If you have friends or relatives who can lend funds for your new projects, then this may be a viable option, as it will involve the least amount of paperwork and inconvenience. Though you will still have to pay them a decent amount of interest on the loan amount. If your project is of a big nature, you can go public. You will need professionals to assist you in doing this. Shares of your company will have to be offered to the public.Through an initial public offering, IPO. This initial sale of shares will help raise money for your new projects. If you have a small business and want to start new projects, then you will probably require additional funds. You'll need some reliable, traditional ways to raise financing for your new projects.You can raise funds by taking out a loan from a bank. You ought to approach different banks and not just your own. If you cannot get funds from a bank, then you could try sourcing funds from venture capitalists. Venture capitalists are people or companies who provide funds for new projects or to startup companies in which they see potential and that have the potential to pay handsome returns.If you have friends or relatives who can lend funds for your new projects, then this may be a viable option, as it will involve the least amount of paperwork and inconvenience. Though you will still have to pay them a decent amount of interest on the loan amount. If your project is of a big nature, you can go public. You will need professionals to assist you in doing this. Shares of your company will have to be offered to the public.Through an initial public offering, IPO. This initial sale of shares will help raise money for your new projects.
New words.
Loan.
Viable.
Assist.
Proper noun.
Initial public offering, IPO.
3. Listen to a conversation about applying for a loan from a bank and answer the questions below.
Good morning, sir. I intend to expand my small business.And I want to know if I can inquire about loan from your bank.
If you have a regular income and have managed your previous financial commitments without any problems, then you can apply for a loan.
How do I apply for a loan from your bank?
You may complete an application online or contact one of our bankers.
How much can I borrow?
You can borrow any amount from £100,000 to £1,000,000.
How soon will I receive my money?
For customers who meet all our credit requirements, have their loan application accepted, and are eligible and choose to complete their loan documentation online, the loan funds will be available the next working day from 9 a.m.
How long can I take to repay the loan?
If you're borrowing for home improvements, you can take the loan for over 10 years. Other loans can be taken up to a maximum of 7 years, depending on the amount borrowed.The minimum borrowing term is 1 year.
When will my first repayment be due on my loan?
Your first repayment will be due approximately 1 month after you sign your loan agreement.
What is a credit reference agency?
This is an organization that compiles credit-related information on individuals. The details come from publicly available records and lenders, such as credit card companies and banks.
Thank you very much for your information.
You're welcome.
Good morning, sir. I intend to expand my small business and I want to know if I can inquire about loan from your bank.
If you have a regular income and have managed your previous financial commitments without any problems, then you can apply for a loan.
How do I apply for a loan from your bank?
You may complete an application online or contact one of our bankers.
How much can I borrow?
You can borrow any amount from £100,000 to £1,000,000.
How soon will I receive my money?
For customers who meet all our credit requirements, have their loan application accepted, and are eligible and choose to complete their loan documentation online, the loan funds will be available the next working day from 9 a.m.
How long can I take to repay the loan?
If you're borrowing for home improvements, you can take the loan for over 10 years. Other loans can be taken up to a maximum of 7 years, depending on the amount borrowed. The minimum borrowing term is 1 year.
When will my first repayment be due on my loan?
Your first repayment will be due approximately 1 month after you sign your loan agreement.
What is a credit reference agency?
This is an organization that compiles credit-related information on individuals. The details come from publicly available records and lenders, such as credit card companies and banks.
Thank you very much for your information.
You're welcome.
New words.
Banker.
Compile.
Proper noun.
Credit reference agency. 4. Read the passage below and find the terms to match the explanations.
Financing your business. To start your business, you must purchase licenses, pay for permits, engage professional services, for example, legal, accounting, insurance, etc., make leasehold improvements, buy furniture, fixtures and equipment, etc. You may require initial retail inventory and opening stock of repair parts, accessories or office supplies such as business cards, letterhead, envelopes, staples, etc. Once you start operating, you must replenish this retail or part stocks and pay the day-to-day wages of your employees, that is, working capital requirements. There are financial strategies to satisfy these needs and to approach the various sources of this financing, that is, lenders and investors. Money that finances a business is called capital. Bank loans approved for day-to-day business operations, working capital, have characteristics that make them different from those approved for equipment purchases, long-term capital or capital assets. A bank loan officer can often assist you in finding a workable combination of these different types of capital. Using loans approved for purposes other than those for which they were approved is considered an abuse of your loan privilege. Equity. Equity funds come from personal money of the partners, such as savings, inheritance, or personal borrowings from financial institutions, friends, relatives, and business associates, and from stockholders of the shares in a corporation. These funds are normally unsecured and have no registered claim on any of the assets of the business, freeing those up to be used as collateral for the loans, debt financing. Higher equity creates increased leverage. Leverage reflects the business ability to attract other loans and investment. An equity position of $30,000 may enable the business to obtain debt financing of up to 3 times that amount, $90,000. A fully leveraged business has no further ability to borrow money. Long-term debt. Term refers to the time for which money, a secured loan, is required and the period over which the loan repayment is scheduled. A long-term loan is arranged when the scheduled repayment of the loan and the estimated useful life of the assets purchased, example, building, land, machinery, computers, equipment, shelving, etc., is expected to exceed 1 year. Short-term debt. Short-term loans usually take the form of operating term loans, less than 1 year, and revolving lines of credit. These finance the day-to-day operations of the business, including wages of employees and purchases of inventory and supplies. Leverage. This is the relationship of debt financing to equity financing. Leverage, or debt-to-equity ratio. A proposal which involves $6,000 of debt and is based on an equity contribution of $2,000 is said to have a debt-equity ratio of 3:1. Generally, the lender will like to see a new business owner who is just building a reputation have this at 2:1 or even 1:1. Abusing your loan privilege. An example. Your business plan tells the banker that your proposed business requires a revolving line of credit of $40,000 to meet its day-to-day expenses over a number of months. The line of credit is approved because the banker believes that amount of money is absolutely necessary to enable you to operate over the specified time period. Shortly after this approval, you approach the bank again, this time with a request for a term loan of $25,000 to purchase new office furnishings. The bank denies you the term loan as it does not feel that, at this stage, the business can service such a large amount of debt. Disappointed by this refusal, you nonetheless decide to buy the new office furniture, taking the required $25,000 out of your operating line of credit account. What has occurred? The integrity of your business plan has been betrayed. With the depletion of your operating line of credit, you can no longer expect to purchase the inventory deemed necessary to achieve your projections. The business will be less able to generate the sales revenue required to service the existing, plus additional debt, and your revolving line of credit will have surrendered its ability to revolve. You return to the banker, pleading for an extension of your line of credit. But the banker, feeling betrayed, has lost confidence in your management ability and may withdraw the line of credit privilege, insist on more equity, recall the loan in its entirety, or force the business into receivership. Furthermore, this performance will remain on file as a black mark against your management ability long after the business is only a hazy memory.
New words.
Accounting.
Leasehold.
Fixture.
Accessory.
Letterhead.
Staple.
Replenish.
Characteristic.
Workable.
Abuse.
Equity.
Institution.
Stockholder.
Unsecured.
Leverage.
Machinery.
Shelving.
Revolving.
Furnishings.
Depletion.
Deem.
Projection.
Surrender.
Extension.
Receivership.
Hazy.
New word.
Disbursement.
New ways to pay.
新支付手段. 2. Listen to a passage about risks in international trade and fill in the blanks.
In international trade, both the exporters and importers face risks as there is always the possibility that the other party may fail to fulfill the contract. For the exporters, there is the risk that the importers may fail to pay or pay in full for the goods. There are several reasons for this. The importers might go bankrupt. The importer's government might ban imports of certain commodities. Or the importers might run into difficulties getting the foreign exchange to pay for the goods. Moreover, the importers are not even reliable and simply refuse to pay the agreed amount of money. On the other hand, for the importers, there is the risk that the goods will be delayed and they might only receive them a long time after paying for them. This may result from port congestion or strikes. Delays in fulfillment of orders by exporters and difficulties in customs clearance in the importing country can cause loss of business. There is also a risk that the wrong goods might be sent. In order to guard against such possibilities, different methods of payment have been developed. Here is a list, beginning with those that present the least risk for the seller, of the most common payment methods. 1. Cash in advance. 2. Letter of credit. 3. Documentary collection. 4. Open account. 5. Counter trade or barter. In international trade, both the exporters and importers face risks, as there is always the possibility that the other party may fail to fulfill the contract. For the exporters, there is the risk that the importers may fail to pay or pay in full for the goods. There are several reasons for this. The importers might go bankrupt. The importers' government might ban imports of certain commodities. Or the importers might run into difficulties getting the foreign exchange to pay for the goods. Moreover, the importers are not even reliable and simply refuse to pay the agreed amount of money. On the other hand, for the importers, there is the risk that the goods will be delayed and they might only receive them a long time after paying for them. This may result from port congestion or strikes. Delays in fulfillment of orders by exporters and difficulties in customs clearance in the importing country can cause loss of business. There is also a risk that the wrong goods might be sent. In order to guard against such possibilities, different methods of payment have been developed. Here is a list, beginning with those that present the least risk for the seller, of the most common payment methods. 1. Cash in advance. 2. Letter of credit. 3. Documentary collection. 4. Open account. 5. Counter trade or barter.
New words.
Ban.
Congestion.
3. Listen to a conversation about payment in international trade and answer the questions.
Well, Mr. Smith, I think we have come quite a long way. Now, shall we go on to discuss the terms of payment?
Yes, I suppose you know very well that we only accept payment by irrevocable LC at sight.
I fully understand your position, but we've been trading parties for 3 years, and you know us well. Could you make an exception, say, to accept DP?
I regret that we are unable to do so. We will accept DP only if the amount is under $2,000. So, in this case, I'm afraid that we have to insist on payment by LC.
You know, payment by LC is rather complicated and adds to the buying costs. We have to pay a deposit, and there will be bank charges for opening an LC. That will increase the cost of our imports.
Miss Simpson, I understand what you mean, but a confirmed irrevocable LC gives us the additional protection of the banker's guarantee. The international financial market is not stable. To be on the safe side, we can't make exceptions.
Well, how about this? If you reduce the price by 2% and give us 3 months to raise money, we'd be willing to give you a 10% down payment and the balance by 90 days LC.
I'm afraid 90 days won't do. The best we can do is to accept 60 days LC.
Well, I think I have no other choice. Then that's settled. I'm glad that we have come to an agreement on payment terms. Well, Mr. Smith, I think we have come quite a long way. Now, shall we go on to discuss the terms of payment?
Yes, I suppose you know very well that we only accept payment by irrevocable LC at sight.
I fully understand your position, but we've been trading parties for 3 years. And you know us well. Could you make an exception, say, to accept DP?
I regret that we are unable to do so. We will accept DP only if the amount is under $2,000. So, in this case, I'm afraid that we have to insist on payment by LC.
You know, payment by LC is rather complicated and adds to the buying costs. We have to pay a deposit, and there will be bank charges for opening an LC. That will increase the cost of our imports.
Miss Simpson, I understand what you mean, but a confirmed irrevocable LC gives us the additional protection of the banker's guarantee. The international financial market is not stable. To be on the safe side, we can't make exceptions.
Well, how about this? If you reduce the price by 2% and give us 3 months to raise money, we'd be willing to give you a 10% down payment and the balance by 90 days LC.
I'm afraid 90 days won't do. The best we can do is to accept 60 days, Elsie.
Well, I think I have no other choice. Then that's settled. I'm glad that we have come to an agreement on payment terms.
New word.
Irrevocable.
4. Read the passage below and choose a correct answer to each question.
New ways to pay. Have you noticed anything different about your favorite online retailers lately? Take a closer look at your checkout options, and you may find some alternative payment methods beyond PayPal and Google Checkout. A recent study by online marketing firm Brulant found that 30% of the top 100 internet retailers offer a form of alternative payment. In that same vein, a Javelin survey found alternative payment methods made up 14% of online purchases in 2007 and are expected to grow to 30% by 2012. Consumers are starting to look for different options they can trust, says Adam Cohen, principal of Brulant's consumer products and retail practice. Alternative payment companies entice buyers who may not have credit cards, feel wary of sharing their information online, or just want an easier checkout experience. Bill me later. Although the biggest alternative payment provider isn't yet being used by smaller retailers, that'll be changing soon. In a year or two, Bill me later will be opening up its services to businesses bringing in $1 million to $5 million in sales. For now, the company has launched its business account, so you can make purchases through their no-fuss checkout model that doesn't involve remembering credit card numbers or expiration dates. With 3 million consumers in the system and 3,500 more signing up daily, Bill Me Later users are looking to extend their payments over time, says Mark Lavelle, the company's vice president of corporate development. We create capacity in consumers' wallets, says Lavelle. We're not just a way to pay. Available at retailers like Overstock and Walmart, Bill Me Later has no preset spending limit and is often used for high-ticket items like computers and furniture. As long as the customers are paying their bills on time, they can keep racking them up. E-Bill Me. Reaching a different audience is eBill Me, a service for customers ready to buy now with cash directly from their bank accounts. Debit is a very strong trend online and offline, says Marwan Frosley, president and CEO of eBill Me. At the end of the day, cash is king. Though this service isn't yet being used by smaller retailers, it's launching a small business system later this year, Fosley says. Business owners can use eBill Me as a way to control company finances and employee spending. The method also allows recurring payments by turning all bills into e-bills and eliminating the need for checks. Found on sites like Crutchfield.com and TigerDirect.com, eBill Me, like Bill Me Later, also has not set a spending limit. Revolution Money. Making headway in the credit card market with 150,000 national merchants is the Revolution Card, a card that only charges merchants a 0.5% processing fee instead of the 2-4% ones charged by legacy companies. It also offers privacy protection to consumers by requiring a PIN to complete transactions. Revolution Card is gaining favor with merchants looking to give back to their customers, especially in tighter economic times. Enabling consumers to feel a more immediate impact on their bottom line is better than point programs, says Jason Hogg, founder and president of the company, who says companies of all sizes have started accepting the card. Revolution's benefits go beyond its credit products to Revolution Money Exchange, a program that is currently developing widgets that let users swap cash on Facebook, Ning, IM platforms, Craigslist, and other third-party sites for one-off purchases or swap cash with a friend to whom they owe money. Bill to phone. For purchases of $150 or less, there's Bill to phone and Bill to phone mobile, which target customers uncomfortable with using credit cards online. The new system from Phone Billing Veterans BSG Clearing Solutions is ramping up to start working with online merchants this year to let them bill customers directly on their landline or mobile phone bills. Planned for use with gaming and subscription products like dating sites and magazines, it also banks on the concept of checkout simplicity. Everyone knows their phone number, says Lance Devin, Vice President of Product Management at BSG. With phone-based payments already a growing trend in Asia and Europe, BSG is ready to bring the US up to speed and expects its low price limitations to lift as it gains acceptance. All the above-mentioned billing options are designed to seamlessly integrate with your point-of-service technology, and the fees are transaction-based, making alternative payment options a good way to acquire new customers while keeping costs low. With different consumers looking to spend in different ways, remember that the more options you have, the more ways people can pay you.
New words.
Checkout.
Vain.
Entice.
Wary.
Expiration.
Capacity.
Rack.
Debit.
Recur.
Headway.
Legacy.
Widget.
Swap.
One-off.
Veteran.
Ramp.
Simplicity.
Seamlessly.
Proper nouns.
Google Checkout.
Brulant.
Adam Cohen.
Overstock.
Bill me later.
E-bill me.